That was a Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Mark Baumgarten has managed his juvenile diabetes almost as long as he's played the guitar. Now 21 years old, Baumgarten remembers losing nearly 20% of his body weight before being diagnosed with the disease when he was 10 years old. The UNC senior says he managed his diabetes by taking shots of insulin in order to lower his blood sugar.
When I first got diabetes, I was taking 3 shots a day. And then when I was about 12, I was taking anywhere between 5 and 8 shots a day.
Now Baumgarten uses a pump to manage his blood sugar levels. If his pump breaks, he says he uses needle injections to give himself insulin immediately. Soon the need for both methods could be a thing of the past. Dr. Zheng Gu is a professor in the joint UNC-NC State Department of Biomedical Engineering. Here in Raleigh, Gu leads the research and development of the smart insulin patch.
Typically, the patients can put such patches like on the arm or here, like belly, some places.
The penny-sized patch mimics the function of pancreatic cells. The cells sense the blood sugar level and release insulin into the bloodstream, creating the right balance of sugar in the body. The skin patch functions like these cells, providing a more accurate dosage of insulin to the body than the pump or injections. It also eliminates the need for painful needles. Right now, the patch is still in the testing stages.
It may take several years, to perform the preclinical trials. And if it's successfully demonstrated, we will step into the clinical trials based on human beings very soon.
Baumgarten estimates that he spends anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000 for his medications after insurance.
You connect the pump to your body like this.
Goose says the estimated $2 cost of the patch isn't precise, but he believes the patch would be a less expensive option. Gu also says the patch gives a more accurate dosage of insulin, which means it can help better manage the body's internal balance. Too much insulin and a diabetic risks low blood sugar, hypoglycemia. Too little insulin, the risk of a high blood sugar or hyperglycemia will result. Although Baumgarten has switched his method of insulin intake to the pump, he says he still has to think about how to give himself the right amount.
The pump's not as automated as people think the pump is, so you have to tell it how much insulin to give you, you have to count how much carbs you ate, and you have to remember to give yourself insulin for the carbs.
Baumgarten says he's not in a rush to use the patch. However, one group that Baumgarten does see it working for, kids who have trouble managing their diabetes and who are about the same age as Baumgarten when he learned to play the guitar. In Chapel Hill, I'm Elise McLothian.